Continuing the theme of old being new again, let's turn our attention now to vintage recipes. When Portland baker Julie Richardson took over a shuttered bakery, she had no idea that a treasure trove of old-fashioned cake recipes was stashed in the closet. Upon discovering them, she did what any curious cook would do. She began testing them. And the result is the truly beautiful book, Vintage Cakes. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Evan.
When you took over the bakery, it had been a bakery for years, right?
Yeah, since 1953. And it was filled with stuff from 1953. It was loads of fun to, you know, cull through old cash registers. But because we were getting that bakery up and running, we kind of just got rid of a bunch of stuff. I threw a bunch of the paperwork and pamphlets into a box and put it away, because I was not ready to prepared to go through that just yet.
And so when you first opened, was the bakery very cake-focused?
No, actually, we were more pastry, fruit pastry-focused. It was probably a year into the bakery when we started to make cakes, and we used to get calls. We kept the same number as the previous bakery, and we got calls for this pink champagne cake. And not knowing what that pink champagne cake was, I thought, wow, I need to go look in those boxes with all those recipes. And lo and behold, I found the pink champagne cake recipe.
And what, in fact, is a pink champagne cake?
Well, it's just sort of a white cake, and it has no champagne in it at all, or it didn't at the time. The new refurbished version has champagne, but it had sherry in it, a sherry custard. So it was basically a white cake with a sherry custard, and then it was coated with pink chocolate on the outside, pink curls of chocolate. So it was very pretty. It was a 8-year-old girl's dream.
Now, it's funny that you say it's an 8-year-old girl's dream, because I was thinking, well, if it doesn't have champagne in it, then it must be a cake for eating with champagne.
No, true, true. It would be a beautiful cake to have as a maybe a baby shower, but not for the mom-to-be, but a bridal shower, et cetera.
So when you started going through this sort of treasure trove that it turned out you found of quote, vintage recipes, what were they like? I mean, what denotes a vintage cake recipe?
That's a very good question, because we asked ourselves that quite often. Is something from the 70s considered vintage? We have in the book a Watergate cake. And when you ask around you, I work with a lot of 20-year-olds, and I ask them, do they remember Watergate? And they don't. I figured, okay, that could be vintage. But a lot of the recipes were, you know, they were grandma's recipes. They were things that had been forgotten. They were, some of the recipes were bakeries that have been closed, and they were their signature cake. One that comes to mind is Bloom's Coffee Crunch Cake. And then there was the Blackout Cake from a bakery in Brooklyn. And both of those bakeries no longer exist, but their cake and the memories that people put around those cakes still exist. And that's what I wanted to capture. I wanted to capture the memories that people have in these cakes so they don't get forgotten and we can share them with the next generation.
So you mentioned the Watergate cake with impeachment frosting. I love that. So describe what it is and how it got that name.
Well, it's a cake that originally was made with a cake mix. I believe it was a pistachio cake mix. But it also, it was when in the 70s, early 70s, they came out with pistachio pudding mix. So this was the thing where you took a cake mix and a pudding mix and mixed them together, threw it in a bun pan, and ta-da, you had a cake. So when Watergate happened, and I don't have hard evidence of this, but someone somewhere along the line I read that Nixon really liked pistachios. So that's sort of how it got its name. But it was all the rage in the 70s because they named it Watergate Cake, the Pillsbury Pistachio Pudding Mix Company, or somebody along the lines of that named it the Watergate Cake. So it was a little difficult going backwards on that cake because I had to take both a pudding mix and a box cake mix and create it all from scratch. But
wow,
man, this cake is delicious.
And do you get the intense pistachio flavor simply from really great quality pistachios?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Ground them up and you make, you steep them in your milk and you make a pastry cream with those pistachios. And then that it gets folded into the batter, and it also gets folded into the mascarpone mousse that you make to fill the layers.
Wow, that sounds delicious.
Everything's a little bit better with mascarpone.
Now, one of the cakes that I really loved, first of all, the way it looked, and also the idea that there is something I can do with the too many jars of jam that I have in my pantry. Describe jam cake for me.
It actually came from my my mother-in-law, and she grew up with this cake always being on the counter when she would go visit her grandmother. And simply, it's a cake that you fold jam in. It's a buttermilk cake with lots of spices, and you fold any kind of jam. I like to use raspberry jam, seedless, and fold it into the batter before you bake it. Traditionally, it was made with a really, really sweet caramel frosting. And instead of that, I decided to make a caramel ganache, and it really helped bring out the flavors, and it was just a thin layer of ganache, and the whole cake was just alive.
Mm. There's a chapter of the book called Flips and Rolls. Now, I think we can imagine what a roll is, but what is a flip?
A flip is an upside-down cake, flipping it out of the pan.
Oh.
And a roll... Rolls are the most elegant cakes around, and they're so easy, and they're such a lovely dessert at the end of a dinner party. It's my quest to bring back the roll.
What is your favorite cake in the book?
Well, I've been asked that quite a bit, and I'm sticking with right now the Kentucky bourbon cake. It's a beautiful buttermilk cake. It was originally Pillsbury Bake-Off contest winner Nell Lewis in 1963 won for this cake. And I revisited it with adding a little bit more buttermilk, and I actually upped the booze a lot. It has a lot more bourbon in it. I put bourbon in the cake, and it's glazed with a really heavy bourbon butter glaze. It's perfect. I made one for a friend's 50th birthday party last weekend, and it was devoured with a little bourbon on the side.
Of course. Julie, thank you so much.
Thank you, Evan. What a pleasure it was to be here.
That was Julie Richardson, author of Vintage Cakes. She's also the co-author of another one of my favorite baking books, Rustic Fruit Desserts. Find a recipe for her Kentucky bourbon cake on the Good Food blog. Man, is that a gorgeous cake. Up next, Jonathan Gold joins me in the studio with a restaurant suggestion you won't want to miss.